Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We got a little bit of congratulatory comments from our Brain Trust members as we continue our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Kathy Perry is our guest. KathyPerry.com is the website. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Are we having good.
And congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Are we having fun?
Yes, of course.
If we don't have fun, let's just forget about it. What do you think?
Absolutely.
You want to do 10? You want to do 10 more?
Absolutely.
I'm ready. Are you?
I am.
They just wheel me in here in my I'll have one of those little joysticks. I won't have to be wheeled anywhere. I'll have one of those little joysticks. So okay, while I'm still under my own steam, let's talk about Instagram.
Well, Instagram is testing new features, and it doesn't necessarily mean they'll all make it, but
tell some people out there who might not actually know what Instagram is. Yeah.
Well, Instagram is another social platform. It is owned by Facebook, and it is mostly image driven. So a lot
this
of
is what, this is what this is what. This is what's his name gave, what, $2 billion for without asking the board?
Yeah. Zuckerberg bought Instagram. Yeah. And actually, it was really funny because all the people that left Facebook and went to Instagram to get away from Facebook now are in their flock.
Right. Yeah. You can't get away from them. It's like the zombie apocalypse or something. Yeah.
But one of the nice features of the new ones that they're testing is called Close Friends. So you can really create your own little circle of close friends versus everyone.
Right.
And, you know, they tried to have that be.
It almost sounds like high school, though, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, I know. But they added the favorites feature previously to try and solve that. Because what was happening, people were opening up separate accounts just for their close friends. You know what I mean? And not letting everybody.
I know, but that's my point. Then I realized that I'm not one of the cool kids.
You're not one of the cool kids.
Yeah, I have to go sit at the other table.
Yep. And then the other, you know, another feature that they're testing is a regram, which is reposting an Instagram post. Some of these features, you know, are coming over from Facebook, like you can share something. So they're kind of doing, it's a reshare post from others. So they're testing that one.
Well, how's that different from retweeting something?
Well, it would be similar. Okay. But
haven't they always had that?
You're not retweeting in Instagram, you're retweeting in Twitter. So,
No, I understand. But my point is, so you can always retweet something, but have you not always been able to re-Instagram?
Apparently, you can't. You want to reshare something.
Ah.
So it's a new capability.
See, we love retweeters around here.
Yeah. Everybody loves to redo something.
We love retweeters.
Yes, I know. It's really good for business.
That's right.
So then they're talking about the ability to archive stories, and then they're testing animated GIFs to stories, so a GIF search to add them to animated GIF stories, and then the ability to follow specific hashtags. So if you're wanting to know what's happening specifically on a hashtag, you could follow that hashtag. So, you know, these are just some of the new features that they're testing, and we don't know which ones they'll actually keep and implement, but some of the testers out there found these.
Right. So what's your advice?
Well, you know, I just think that constantly give feedback whenever you can of features that are important to you and things that you're wanting to see, because they are trying to respond to the audience. They're trying to make it more what people want. Mm-hmm. And so that's good. I think, you know, Instagram, I think, is less invasive as Facebook.
So far.
But it is a child. It's in the family. The
so
Facebook
far.
Family, so you're going to see anything happening on Facebook, you're going to see it transition over into.
So last thoughts, was the jury still out on whether we're going to survive social media? Is that right?
The jury is still out on that. I don't have that crystal ball.
Hey, thanks, Kathy. Good job. Come
back
soon. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Bisingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.